There's obviously a need for some attention to, or more attention to, the various things that are available to us and some of the challenges we face in the high school years. So this is a good gathering. I'd like to start with the prayer. It's actually on the back of your program. Let us pray. Father of light and wisdom, thank you for giving me a mind that can know and a heart that can love. Help me to keep learning every day of my life, no matter what the subject may be. Let me be convinced of that all knowledge leads to you, and let me know how to find you and love you in all the things you have made. Encourage me when the studies are difficult and when I am tempted to give up. Enlighten me when my brain is slow and help me to grasp the truth held out to me. Grant me the grace to put my knowledge to use in building the kingdom of God on earth so that I may enter the kingdom of God in heaven. Amen. Holy Spirit of God, we place ourselves in your hands and we ask that you be present in this room this evening, that you help each one of us to express ourselves clearly and to listen attentively and to apply all that we can learn to the lives of our family and our own life. Lord, we thank you for the gift of our spouse and our children, for the opportunity we have to grow together as family. Thank you for the gift of this time, and please anoint it and give us all safe travel home. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. The schedule is being adjusted slightly, but essentially we've got this first section where we decided we'd do this workshop basically in response to a request for a high school workshop. And so we thought, well, okay, these are the things that need to be addressed. And as we started the list, I mean, there's way too much to talk about. So we thought, well, let's create ourselves a bit of a challenge. And so this first section is all literally 5 minutes. And this is sort of the facilitator section. 5 minutes on a particular topic, and then 5 minutes of questions. So the facilitator is going to have to be articulate and to the point. And hopefully the questions will be incisive enough that he can or she can flesh it out a little bit. We'll see. We will have a bit of a plenary question and answer period at the very end. So if you don't get your question in now, that's what you've got those pieces of paper for, or those pads for. Jot them down and hopefully you'll get a chance to have it answered later. We're going to then have a panel of homeschooled grads and parents, and it'll be about a half hour question period at that point with them. They again will talk for about 5 minutes each, just to give you an idea of what they're doing. I'll talk more about that at the time. There have been some adjustments in the schedule already, so if it doesn't look exactly up here the way it looks on your piece of paper, don't worry about it. The people are real, paper is just illusion. And we'll take some time at the end for a very quick evaluation. You may already have a copy of that, or you should. And it's a very easy evaluation to fill out. It's just check marks mostly. So it'll take a matter of seconds, unless you're verbose in the comments section, which I welcome you to be. Mm-hmm. So we changed the order on the 5-minute presentation and questions. I think what we'll do is we'll have the facilitators, as they come up and they give their 5-minute bit, to just then stay up here, because we have enough microphones that in the event that a question comes that more than one facilitator could answer, we don't want to get into too much spreading out, but we may be able to have more than one person address an answer, or maybe someone else.